Most of us know Abraham Maslow's theory through that familiar triangle diagram. Physiological needs at the bottom, self-actualization at the top. But this pyramid fundamentally misrepresents his vision. Maslow never drew a pyramid, and he didn't see human needs as a rigid hierarchy. When he died of a heart attack in 1970, he was developing revolutionary ideas about transcendence that went far beyond self-actualization. In Transcend, Scott Barry Kaufman resurrects Maslow's complete theory, revealing a framework that's less about climbing upward and more about sailing forward. Imagine life not as a pyramid to climb, but as a sailboat navigating the ocean of existence. The boat itself, your security needs of safety, connection, and self-esteem, protects you from threatening waves. The sail represents growth, allowing exploration when conditions permit. Unlike climbing sequential levels, you don't climb a sailboat. You strengthen your vessel while unfurling your sail when secure enough. This creates a dynamic interplay between protection and exploration that continues throughout life. Our brains function as prediction machines, constantly processing information against expectations. When expectations are violated, we experience psychological entropy, a state of disorder triggering uncomfortable feelings and stress hormones. Without safety and coherence, we struggle to navigate life effectively. Security compromises produce specific behavioral responses. Even hunger creates predictable patterns, increased impulsivity, hyperactivity, irritability, and aggression. These aren't character flaws, but adaptive responses to insecurity. When Maslow studied the Northern Blackfoot Indians in 1938, he observed minimal crime and violence, not from inherent differences, but because their social structure provided fundamental security. Early childhood experiences shape our internal working models of the world's safety and our worthiness of love. Children from harsh environments develop specific adaptations, enhanced recognition of angry faces, better memory for negative events, superior attention switching, skills valuable in threatening contexts, but potentially maladaptive in safer environments. Have you ever felt the sting of rejection? That pain activates the same brain regions as physical injury. We're wired this way because throughout evolution, social exclusion meant death. Our social protection system constantly monitors our belonging status through a sensitive detection system. Harry Harlow's cloth mother experiments revealed something profound. Infant monkeys consistently chose the soft cloth mother over the wire mother with milk. Physical touch wasn't a luxury, it was essential for normal development. Beyond belonging lies intimacy, caring for loved ones and supporting their growth. During genuine connection, our brains synchronize with others in neurocoupling, allowing us to anticipate thoughts and share emotions. Yet in our digital age, 40% of adults report chronic loneliness, with health consequences comparable to smoking 15 cigarettes daily. Those with healthy self-esteem believe they're worthy without viewing themselves as superior. Their confidence stems from actual competence and meaningful relationships rather than defensive self-inflation. Narcissism presents in two unhealthy forms: grandiose, brash, spotlight demanding, and vulnerable, extremely sensitive to slights. Both share entitlement and grandiose fantasies, but express them differently. The path to satisfying self-esteem isn't hiding or inflating the ego, but cultivating genuine competencies that generate healthy pride. When was the last time you felt completely absorbed in something new and challenging? That state, where time disappears and your focus narrows to the task, is exploration at its finest. While uncertainty provokes anxiety, the unknown also offers delight and growth. Free solo climber Alex Honnold scaled El Capitan's 3,000-foot face without ropes, not from recklessness, but from exploration. The drive is like curiosity, the explorer's heart, wanting to see what's around the corner. Biologically, exploration is driven by dopamine, not simply a feel-good molecule, but one that makes us want things. we experience dopamine rushes at the possibility of reward. The creativity paradox shows how contradictory cognitive processes work together. Creative thinking requires both generating many ideas, novelty, and selecting worthwhile ones, meaningfulness. The 32,000-year-old handprints in ancient cave paintings represent humanity's enduring, mattering instinct, our drive to leave a mark. Purpose provides an overarching aspiration that energizes efforts and reorders priorities. Viktor Frankl observed from his concentration camp experiences that those most likely to survive believed a task awaited them. Purpose allows people to transform personal tragedy into triumph. But having any purpose isn't enough. We need goals aligned with our authentic selves. Research shows growth-oriented goals lead to greater well-being than status-driven ones. E. Paul Torrance's 25-year creativity study found that falling in love with a future image of themselves was the strongest predictor of later creativity. Love transforms from receiving to giving as we mature. Maslow distinguished between D-love, deficiency love, seeking gratification, and B-love, love for the being of another person, which admires rather than needs. As Eric Fromm noted, infantile love follows the principle, I love because I am loved. Mature love follows the principle, I am loved because I love. Be-loving people transcend the false dichotomy between caring for others and self. They practice healthy selfishness, maintaining boundaries and self-respect, which differs from narcissistic self-absorption. They've balanced their egos to listen to both self and others. To prevent empathy burnout, they employ mature coping strategies, anticipation, suppression, humor, sublimation, and altruism, finding pleasure in giving to others. Imagine feeling completely absorbed in something greater than yourself, where boundaries dissolve and you experience profound connection with the world. These peak experiences, as Maslow called them, represent moments of transcendence that transform our perception of reality. Despite skepticism, Maslow gathered reports from college students about their most wonderful experiences, identifying 17 characteristics, including complete absorption, richer perception, ego transcendence, and fusion with the world. While profound mystical experiences may be rare, awe is accessible to almost everyone. This complex emotion combines ecstasy and fear, with research linking it to increased life satisfaction, perception of more available time, greater generosity, and decreased aggression. In his final years, Maslow discovered the plateau experience, a more enduring state defined as the simultaneous perception of the sacred and the ordinary. Unlike peak experiences, plateau experiences were calmer, more voluntary, and could be deliberately cultivated. Wholeness isn't about perfection, but integration, accepting all aspects of yourself while continuing to grow. The path involves balancing opposing forces, safety and risk, connection and autonomy, self-worth and humility, exploration and stability, love and boundaries, purpose and flexibility, transcendence and groundedness. Self-actualization isn't climbing to a final destination, but navigating life's waters with both security and growth. The sailboat metaphor shows we're always partially satisfied and unsatisfied in all needs simultaneously. Life isn't a video game of sequential levels, it's a continuous journey requiring both protection and exploration. In a world obsessed with quick fixes and external validation, Maslow's complete vision offers something profound, becoming fully human. Not as isolated individuals pursuing personal happiness, but as interconnected beings capable of transcending ourselves for something greater. The journey embraces the dynamic, messy process of growth, sailing forward with both courage and compassion as we navigate the ocean of human potential.